This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, and the all-new and powerful and on-the-air full-scale again, AM 930, down there in Sarasota. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast to coast, border to border, and bringing stuff down into the hurricane zone, too, here in Southwest Florida. Now, don't forget the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, out there hauling the mail back and forth. Appreciate you guys and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Not to forget about Amazon, the warehouse, and all the drivers out there delivering their stuff, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Find us over there as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Don't forget that. Now, joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as host of a program called Military Matters. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
I hope you're having a great day in the neighborhood, and I'm getting a whole bunch of messages from George, the Godfather. He's chiming in, and always a pleasure to hear from him.
Always. And it's a great start to the Thursday morning.
Yep. Now, it is a great start to Thursday. So, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic
for which it stands. One nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice for all.
Can we emphasize the two words that we emphasize under God? Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Colonel, got some great news for the folks down there listening to us on AM 930. They've had a little bit of a problem for a couple of weeks because we got hit by the storm down there and it damaged our antennas down there. So we're back full power, back the way we should be. So everybody down there can hear us loud and clear. And yesterday, I'll tell you what, it was an amazing thing. I heard the station where I haven't heard it before, and I didn't even realize that, because I haven't been listening to 930 up along the water here, but I had it all around Tampa Bay from east to west, north to south.
Yeah, that is good news. And with 99% of all the power restored throughout Florida, that's a great news story. In fact, the only folks without power now are the folks in the Howard Islands where Hurricane Ian made landfall. And they are outreach to them, and the residents there are able to start picking through their things to find their valuables and all that. It's been an incredible outreach from all over Florida, particularly on the Sun Coast, to assist the folks down there. And it's a good news story in the wake of a decidedly horrific storm, a once-in-a-century storm.
Yeah, and of course, we have been very involved in trying to help the people out as best we could down there with the information that we had. And I hope we did a little something. If we were able to save just one life, then our job was well done.
I think what you and others have done, just simply to connect the resource providers with those in need of them, has been the key to a fairly rapid recovery, unexpectedly rapid so far, and that's keep the good news rolling.
Well, Colonel, you know something about national security and whatnot. Wait till you hear this one. The White House yesterday unveiled President Joe Biden's national security strategy. Should have been done 2 years ago, but wasn't. It's largely focused on, quote, countering China and Russia, but what they're countering them from, we don't know.
Well, this was delayed from March, and my first thing, because I've long awaited, and I haven't read in detail the plan itself. I've read the administration's announcements of it and other commentary on it, and I was trying to peel it away to find what on earth was the reason for delaying this from March, and I can't conclude that. There is not a doggone thing new in there. Everything that is stated in there strategy-wise is precisely what the policies that were being pursued back in March delayed, they said, because of events in Ukraine. I don't believe it. I don't see it. And what you didn't mention is some of the inclusion of some of the things that, you know, despite the high-level deniers of the woke introduction of woke policies into the military, that's in there. I mean, the left-wing groups have called for calling climate change a security threat above and beyond some of these others, and putting resources and energy into it. It's there. And so I'm disappointed but not surprised at what got quote-unquote released and announced yesterday.
Now, you probably are aware of Tulsi Gabbard and what she said the other day when she said she was leaving the Democratic Party.
That is a great news story.
Yeah.
And the thing that most stunned me, I wasn't surprised. I think it was just a matter of time, because she's talked like that Republican duck and quacked like that Republican duck for a while. And even when she was running for president, and she was the first to leave that race, only because she was the only sane person on the stage in that. So that's a good news story, and Republicans need to take heart in that.
Okay.
Well, I don't trust
her. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Chew, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, well, here comes right after this right now. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, for those of you that don't know, up there in Brooksville, they have a brand spanking new, state-of-the-art, gorgeous Nissan dealership. Moss Nissan just put a brand new dealership up there a couple weeks ago. Now, they're right there on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway, and they're on the south side of the road, right next door. Let's see, when you get off the exit ramp there, there'll be the second driveway on the right. You'll see it. In you go, and I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Great people, great family atmosphere. Moss Family Automotive, of course, is family-run, family-operated, so you're going to love it. Never know who you're going to see here. You might see the dad. You might see Dave Moss Jr. You might see Savannah, the daughter. You might see anybody from the Moss family there, aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever. They're all involved. And it's a great dealership. Now, let me tell you, I'm not just saying it because I represent them on the radio, but I'm saying it because I've gotten to know the family. And I've gotten to know some of the policies that bring people there. The main one that gets my interest is the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're a firefighter, EMS, or a police officer, active or retired, and church pastors too, get offered a great deal on a vehicle, new or used. Now, it doesn't stop there, because they've got Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget that when you're able to do something like that, you're able to save just immeasurable amounts of money and get a great vehicle in the process. So, you've got the Nissan dealership way up in Crystal River. You've got the flagship store at Newport Richey at 1954. And then you've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville, right there at State Route 50 and the Suncoast Parkway. Find them online at MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you because it's going to save you some money. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. We're going to go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Started all over again.
Uh-oh. What's
your name? Southbound on one cell. Head southbound on I-75 at 191. It's shut down.
What?
I got a box truck, big box truck laying on its side, spun 180 degrees up against the guardrail.
Is that
making everybody get off at 193 to go around?
Okay, is that a straight truck?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Probably dumping some fuel on the road, too?
Probably. It looked like about 35-foot straight box.
All right, well, I appreciate letting us know. You drive careful, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Yeah, be backed up for a couple hours. So, like I said, if you head for Fort Myers, so...
Okay.
Deep early.
All right, thanks very much. You take care. Okay, Colonel, how do you like that?
Yeah.
Straight from the source.
Yeah, it seems like about every day is something like that. And, of course, that doesn't help efforts to try to move things down south, but... Yeah, you got to be careful out there. And the fact that America's Third Watch is such a great source of keeping people on the minute updated on effects of things that mean a lot to our lives, that's useful. So,
well, we've had
God bless them.
We've had several drivers calling the show tonight, including one from Delaware who's up there trucking along. So there you go. Now let's go back to the line here. We got another caller. I think I know who this is. Is this Bagamon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wanted to mention on Tulsi Gabbard, and so wonder what are her views? In other words, she's leaving the Democrats. She may not get to be a Republican or not, but are her views more in line with the conservative or the moderate? And the other thing I would ask about her is she could conceivably get into the presidential mix as possibly if Trump doesn't run on the top or even maybe on the bottom of the ticket. She might be interesting on the bottom of the ticket for the Republican Party. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, number one, Tulsi Gabbard was even when she ran for president as a Democrat, she wasn't a Democrat. She's in some cases a little bit more liberal than some on her views, and she's a little bit more conservative with some on her views. But did you see what she did when she came over, what she did yesterday, Colonel?
I did. She's come right out of the door, and she has endorsed some Republican candidates. So
Joe Kent up in Washington State. We had him on the program.
Exactly right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Joe Kent.
That won't be the only one.
Nope.
So stay tuned. Yeah, she is what she announced was long in coming. She knew from the get-go, for years now, she knows that she is not a part of what the Democratic Party has become. And she probably could have stayed in the Democratic Party of 15, 20 years ago or longer, but she saw the writing on the wall, mm-hmm. and she stayed true to that. So this is a good news story for Republicans. And, yeah, she's not as conservative as some. She's definitely center, but I will tell you, she's more right than many of the folks that have been with the Republican Party for a long time. So, we need to embrace this and take it on. And just stay tuned. Don't question motives. Let's see if the deeds match the words. And I think that they will.
By the way, for you folks listening up in Pennsylvania, Mr. Fetterman, the guy who's got a problem because of the stroke, the business people that were in the town where he was the mayor, and Fetterman's been saying over and over again, he saved the town, Braddock, Pennsylvania. He saved the town. He saved the economy. He did this. Well, there's been several business owners, one after the other, that have been on television since yesterday saying that Fetterman, in fact, ruined the business in the town.
Yeah, and of course, you didn't see these kind of questions or anything come out in his interview. I think it was yesterday with CNN.
Yep.
He's been very reclusive and hard to catch, evading the debate. We got to listen to folks that are in the know to put the truth test to the things that this nut job claims on a regular basis.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to make a statement here and see what you think. A GOP Senate takeover would be a victory for Donald Trump, not Senator McConnell.
Well, the one thing out of that I can say with absolute certainty is that McConnell, as you said earlier in an earlier segment, and I was 100% agreement, has absolutely no credit in this happening. It's, in many ways, it's despite what he has done. In fact, he's been a Johnny-come-lately to even say that, hey, this is a good thing, and I think we can take over the Senate, which is remarkable for a guy that would that is the minority and once majority leader.
Well, I think we can do better as a majority leader, and I think if we do take control of the Senate, I don't know who would run against him. Rick Scott, maybe. I don't know who else is in the mix that would go against him, but somebody has got to take his place. We need new blood.
But without argument, Captain, without argument.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see Joe Biden's going to Oregon today to campaign for the gubernatorial candidate who apparently is barely a point ahead of the Republican candidate who's closing fast?
Well, maybe, just maybe, after his visit, he'll be a point or two behind.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of the help from President Biden. Hmm?
That's what I'm thinking, because it's because of him that it's as close as it is up there. Nobody's buying the Biden line.
Yeah, we're getting closer. You know, a lot of times these kind of races tighten up and all that, but increasingly, for conservatives in the Republican Party, it's hard not to see that things and people are already early voting everywhere. I know they are down here, here in the state of Florida. And so this is good.
Yep.
We all need to be cautiously optimistic right now.
And I voted. I cast my absentee ballot. I drove over to the supervisor of elections office, walked up there and handed it right to the clerk right at the window.
Yeah, a lot of folks do exactly that. I vote in person, but I vote in person early, my wife and I, because I don't want to wait, because you don't know what's going to happen on November 8th, and there's no profit in that, and there aren't going to be any more October surprises that are genuine surprises like there was in the state of Georgia. But, vote early, but do vote.
Vote early, vote often, and vote as many times as you can. All right, Colonel, I look forward to talking to you again on Tuesday of next week. In the meantime, I'm going to see you on Sunday. Going to be a great event. Looking forward to that, you and I and the General.
I'm fired up about that, Captain. See you Sunday.
All right, thank you very much. That's our buddy, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And I will be right back with a special guest. We're going to talk about a veterans court here in the area, especially coming up real soon to help guys out. Be right back. Don't go.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Connecticut jury says media personality Alex Jones must pay nearly $1 billion in damages to families and an FBI agent damaged by the words the InfoWars founder used that Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a hoax 10 years ago. Rob Ruse is a member of parliament and says scientists got the COVID-19 vaccines wrong. as studies now suggest the reason to take the vaccine were based on lies and perpetuated by the media and government officials.
All of this was based on the idea that vaccination helps prevent the spread of the virus, but this has now proven to be a big lie.
This year's high school graduates scored the lowest ACT scores in 30 years. Ukraine claimed it shot down four Russian helicopters in a span of just 18 minutes Wednesday, and the crew four will depart the International Space Station this morning just after 10 a.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain here with you on a Thursday morning. And, of course, for those of you that are veterans, you probably know where I'm going to go with this. For those of you around the country, I know a lot of you have these in your areas. I've talked to people before out in different states. And that would be the Veterans Outreach Court, which is done normally this time of the year, sometimes a little bit earlier, but normally around this time of the year. And the whole purpose behind it is to help veterans resolve the problems that they have legally with fines or legal fees or other legal issues within the territory, the jurisdiction of the court that they're going to be talking to. So we have got on the line joining us right now one of those people that's going to be sitting there, going to be deciding your fate, listening to what you have to say, Judge Daryl Manning here from Hillsborough County. And good morning, Judge.
Good morning, Captain. Top of the morning to you, sir.
Yes, sir. It's always a privilege to talk to you. I've talked to you every year now for, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years, something like that. But what you do for the veterans, it doesn't get enough credit. And I've been involved in this before in a couple of different counties, Sarasota County and Manatee County when I lived down there. They had the Operation Stand Down, and they would have a Veterans Outreach Court there with those. And people were always able to come in and get things done. So tell us what it is that you're striving to do this year.
You're absolutely right, Captain. We've been talking, and we've gone on about 5 years right now. We have this wonderful collaboration here in Hillsborough County, Florida, in the 13th Judicial Circuit. with the state attorney, public defender, the clerk of the court, and our Veterans Administration. We were able to put together a Veterans Outreach Court for our veterans, the largest veteran population here in the state. And we give them an opportunity. It's free of charge, of course, where they'll come on in. We'll find out everything that they have in terms of any kind of court fines, any legal fees, any court costs that they may have, and even some active misdemeanor warrants if they have those things outstanding. And we have two additional judges, Judge Williams and Judge Brennan, and together we're going to review all the veterans' records and help them resolve these financial issues that just become a yoke around their neck.
Now, the other thing they can do if they have any questions is they can call the Public Defender's Office at 813-277-1364. That number again, the Public Defender's Office, 813-277-1364, correct?
Absolutely. If they're concerned, if they have some thoughts, hey, I think I had a speeding ticket. I think I had some kind of fine a couple of years ago. It hasn't been resolved. It may have gone to collections. Started at $158. Now it's $458. I need to get this taken care of. Financially, I'm in dire straits right now. I don't know what I need to do. They can call that number initially. Then they can let them know they want to register and be part of the Veterans Outreach Court on November 4th. And then we can get them registered, get them signed up, verify their veteran status, and get them moving so we can resolve these matters and give them a peace of mind, so they don't have these financial burdens hanging over their head.
I'll give you an example of how this worked for one veteran who's a truck driver, over-the-road truck driver. He did not know that he had forgotten all about this, or so he said, but he had an overweight ticket in California, and he didn't pay it. So as a result, after a certain period of time, they rescinded his driving privileges in California. And he found out about that when they sent him a letter and said, you can no longer drive legally in California, you owe X amount of dollars, and if you don't pay this within a certain amount of time, you'll lose your driving privileges in Florida. Well, he didn't know what to do, and he was down there, as I said, they had something like this down there in Sarasota, Manatee Counties, and he went to the Veterans Outreach Court down there, and they took care of it for him, and he was back in business the very same day.
That's a prime example of what we see on a regular basis. Unfortunately, some of our veterans are driving with either suspended or canceled or revoked license, mm-hmm. and they get stopped. They don't even know it.
Yep.
And they lost their driving privileges. This financial burden is over their head, affecting their credit report. It has an impact on their housing and also employment opportunities. So this is the real deal that you're talking about, and that example is what we see on a regular basis. And this is a way that we can help resolve these matters for the veterans. They provided wonderful service to our country, and they deserve this opportunity for us to help them out.
Now, I'm talking, folks, to Judge Hillsborough County Judge Daryl Manning, and we're talking about the Veterans Outreach Court for Hillsborough County Veterans. Now, that is going to be on November the 4th. I realize that's a little ways off, but we need to tell you about it now because of when you need to be registered by. But it's going to be Friday, November 4th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and the mandatory registration deadline is October the 21st, 2022. So that's why you need to get involved in this. It's going to be held at James A. Haley's Veterans Hospital Primary Care VA Annex over at Lake Terrace Lane in Tampa, right there, James A. Haley Veterans Hospital. And the fact of the matter is, again, it's very easy to do this because you can go to www.hillsclerk.com. That's www.hillsclerk.com. And if you can't do that, then you can call the Public Defender's Office at 813-277-1364. That's 813-277-1364. Did I leave anything out, sir?
No, Captain. You got that absolutely correct. There's no reason why our veterans can't take advantage of this program. This wonderful group that has assembled is dedicated and committed to assisting our veterans for the service that they have provided. So you reiterated the registration deadline is essential, October 21st. We have about a week out, and if they go to hillsclerk.com, they will be able to get on there. Registration takes less than 10 minutes. to do you and put your information, and then we take it from there.
Now, you kind of have a very special interest in doing this, and you told me about what it was here one time. Would you like to share that with the audience?
Yes, sir. I certainly would. Just like the many veterans that sacrificed their time, time with their family, time with their friends, I did the same. And I had an opportunity, it's a wonderful opportunity for myself to serve our great country. I enlisted when I was 17 years old, continued on my service for 30 years, and retired as Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army. And it was a wonderful experience for me. Leadership, integrity, honor, those values which our country sorely needs at this time were instilled in me. And I continued on to pass that to mentees that I work with to ensure that we need those values. It's extremely important that we do that, and our veterans display that on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it comes from me. That's the important part for me, that I know these veterans. I've served with them. I've seen their honor. I've seen their sacrifice. And this is our way of saying thank you to them.
Yeah.
This is our way of giving back to our community, and we are committed to doing this each and every year.
And Judge Manny, you cut out on the very real status here. You're doing it from the heart.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is clearly truly close to me based on my 30 years of service in the military.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a Hillsborough County veteran looking to resolve fines, legal fees, or other legal issues with the Veterans Outreach Court of the 13th Judicial District, you can go to www.hillsclerk.com. That's www.hillsclerk.com. Or call the Public Defender's Office, 813-277-1364. That's 813-277-1364. And tell them what the problems are, because active misdemeanor warrants, fines, legal fees, court costs, ordinance violations, the judge will be able to help you out with his two other judges working with him. Again, this is November the 4th, and you need to register by October the 21st. That's about a week away, right?
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for continuing to publicize this program that we have, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, it's important, Judge. It's very important, and we want to try to help them as much as we can. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day, and I wish you well, my friend.
Thank you, same to you, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay, folks, that is Judge Darrell Manning. And again, www.hillsclerk.com, phone number 813-277-1364. Make sure you call that number or check out that website and sign up for this very valuable service. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it. Thank you very much. Frank Salvato will be back with us tomorrow, in hour number 4, so you want to tune in for that. Now, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And, oh, by the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, don't forget, Dominic's will also do installation on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area, whether it's Sarasota or whether it's up here towards Tampa, but they don't go any further away than that. And I will also remind you that Dominic's is the home of the discount that all military and first responders will get on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, again, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call regardless of where you're at, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget that when you call them up, tell them the captain sent you, save you a bunch of money, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. All right, to the phone lines we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on a 10-second delay, caller. Turn the phone, turn the radio down. Turn the radio down. Good morning, caller. All right, they'll have to hang up on you because you can't get through that way. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, you're on a 10-second delay, caller. Same thing. That must have been the same call twice. Okay, if you're calling in, turn off your radio or turn it down because you're on a 10-second delay. You're going to hear what I said 10 seconds ago. It's going to confuse you on the telephone line. So that's all I can tell you. All right, we'll try this again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, well, there it is again. Same thing. So it is what it is. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, same thing again. Okay, well, so much for that idea. Okay, now let's go back to where I was. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the veterans. As you know, Bay Pines VA, as well as James A. Haley, was closed during the storm for obvious reasons. Now, when it comes to Bay Pines VA healthcare system, they've returned to routine operations at all of their facilities. Walk-ins are welcome. You'll be accommodated there if availability allows. A major of the VA clinics resumed routine service on October the 3rd. However, due to the impact of Hurricane Ian, further coordination was required to reopen clinics down in the southern catchment area, in particular down there where the storm hit Lee County and Naples and Port Charlotte, the VA clinics down there. Now, if you have any questions, you can call them at 877-741-3400, 877-741-3400 to be connected to healthcare services, and they will help you. They'll walk you through any questions that you have. I know it's been a real mess down there with everything that's transpired, but things have slowly and are slowly getting back to normal. So that's a good thing. And, oh, by the way, right here locally, we're almost back to local or back to normal here in the local area with our storm monitoring and whatnot, because what they're doing now is they're accumulating damage assessments. I have a damage assessment in front of me for just Pinellas County. This is just Pinellas County. $22,567,132. That's the, so far, total reported damages in Pinellas County. Now, you want to talk about down the line and what's going to happen? These numbers are going to go through the roof. They're going to be astronomical because of all the damage. And you know it, and I know it. And hopefully these people will be able to get help. And I'm sure that you will, because there's a right way and a wrong way to go about this. And, oh, please, please, I've been hearing about these people coming up and knocking on doors and going, hey, you need a roof, you need this, what's up, we do this, you give us half the money, here's the estimate, blah, 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 and then you put the rest of it through your insurance or whatever. Yeah, sure, sure. If they even do the work, if you're dumb enough to give them the money, okay, they won't be back. They won't be back. And if you ask some of these people for their license, their occupational license, well, they don't have one. They don't have one. So they can't give you that. So please be careful. Please be careful. That's all you can do. Please be careful. Now, the party of the current president typically loses about two dozen House seats and about four Senate seats in the midterms. That's been the traditional past for these things. And if those margins were to occur in November, the Republicans would easily take control of both chambers. Now, the GOP needs to reelect all their own current House members, plus pick up five seats to get 218 and win control of the House. They're going to do that and more. Now, in the Senate, Republicans need to pick up just one seat to win the current 50-50 stalemate. And, of course, that has Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tiebreaker vote right now. So there you have what's going on there. But keep in mind that while Republicans were seemingly surfing their way to a red wave this summer, that kind of slowed down a little bit. And there was a string of Democratic legislative victories, but that was a temporary thing, because people are going to vote their wallets. Now, this is going to kill. This is going to kill the Democratic Party and their chances. Because all you got to do is look around and see how we got to where we got. The high price of gasoline, which, by the way, gas is on the way back up again. The high price of gasoline, that wasn't the Republicans that did that. That was Joe Biden. That was Joe Biden that did that. Think about that for a minute. Undoing the Keystone XL pipeline. Undoing the drill baby drill stuff and all that, going after more oil. That was him. And this needs to stop. This needs to stop. We need to drill and get a flood of oil back out there like we had before and make a bunch of gasoline like it never has come out in style, start exporting it around the countryside, drive the price of fuel down, the price of gas, diesel, kerosene, heating oil, all of that, drive it down so that we can get back to the good times that we had when people had more money in their pocket and it was just like giving you a pay raise. $1.87 a gallon. That's what the price of fuel was on Election Day back in 2020. $1.87 a gallon. $1.87. Think about that. What could you do with that money right now? With the price of fuel sitting at about $3.39, $3.49 across the area. Some places a little bit less than that, but not by much. What could you do with that extra money right now? A dollar, dollar and a half a gallon. You could do a lot, couldn't you? So, let's put our thinking caps on here and let's realize that it's the economy, stupid. Remember James Carville? Let's have a James Carville moment for a couple of weeks here. Or 27 days or whatever it is till the election. It's the economy. Vote with your wallet. Vote with your wallet. If you want better times, the Democrats aren't the answer. You know that. They're the ones who created this problem. I don't need to explain that to you over and over again. You know that. If you've been paying attention, you know that. If you haven't been paying attention, shame on you. Because as I like to say, and I've said it many times, you can be part of the solution, or you can remain part of the problem. And I think many of you are smart enough out there to know that you're going to be part of the solution. So with that being said, I want you to think about that as you ponder your day. Don't forget, there's probably still that detour and all that on I-75 south of Sarasota. Down there, 171 or thereabouts. You'll be hearing more about that from Roger P. Shulman, our news director, and the traffic people, too. All right, have a great day. I am the Captain Matt Bruce. I look forward to seeing you tonight. We're here every night, 2 to 6. God bless America. Remember, it's all about us. We the people. See ya.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.